Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your first and last name?
Sam Bullock.
Okay. Verify your email address.
Sam Bullock 55 yahoo.com.
Telephone number?
480-437-0846.
And your shipping address, please?
Well, I got a couple of properties. I'm going to give the one that the lady before you told me that that's the address you all have in your system. 439 East Honey Tower Run, Montgomery, Texas.
Okay, thank you for that. One moment. Okay, sir. That information you verified over this recorded line was correct. It looks like someone ordered the cap on October 20th for $7.95. Looks like they also signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, where they give them 48 hours to call in to cancel it to keep from being a member. Being a member gets them a $125 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. They'll receive that $125 gift card each month enrolled as a member, and it's $67.32 a month. Now, you are stating that you did not place this order on October 20th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So what I can go ahead and do is get your information sent over to your local county police department, so that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We do send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where this was ordered from. I do have to let you be fully aware that if it does come back to the information you verified over this recorded line, you could be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
Well, let me tell you how all this transpired is my bank put a hold on my card. I called them, and they said they put a hold on my card because of fraud. And so they gave me your information, your phone number and everything, and they said, well, you can try to call them and work it out and get your money back. If you don't get your money back, then they told me to call my bank back, and then they're going to file a fraud claim. So either I'm going to get my money back today from you, or I'm going to call my bank and tell them to go ahead and file for fraud. Because I never placed this order. I don't know how you got my credit card information. So it's a choice. Either I refund the money that you took out of my bank account, or I'm going to call my bank and then they're going to file fraud charges and get my money back that way. And what was it that I supposedly purchased.
Okay, sir,
hello?
I just needed to know if you want to proceed with a fraud claim or not, sir.
No, I want my money back today. If not, then I'm going to call my bank back.
Okay, yes, sir, you've already said that. So have you already disputed those charges with your bank?
No, not yet. They told they gave me your phone number, and they told me to try to work it out with you, and then if not, for me to call them back.
Okay. So are you wanting to proceed with the fraud claim, sir? I just need a yes or a no so we can move forward.
All right, but how soon am I going to get my money back?
Okay, I can't answer that question, sir, until I get the answer to the question that I need, sir.
And, you know, I don't understand. You said that I paid $7.95 for what? Now you said that, what did I pay? I mean, man, what did you ship me or something?
Okay, I didn't say you specifically paid for anything, sir. I clearly stated that someone ordered a cap for $7.95.
A cap?
Yes, a
cap.
No,
that wasn't me. No, that wasn't me.
I understand that,
okay,
sir.
Now listen,
that's
now,
why
now
you were transferred over to me, the supervisor in the fraud department. I just need a yes or a no to if you're wanting to proceed with the fraud claim, sir, so we can move forward, please.
Okay, I'll give you that answer. Now, if I paid $7.95 for a cap and you supposedly shipped it, why are you charging me $67.32 two more times for a cap?
I'm not sure if you understood me at the beginning of the call when I explained it, but the $67.32 charge was not for the cap. The $67.32 charge was for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, where you're billed $67.32 a month, and it's for a $125 gift card.
Okay, I'm going to call my bank. All right.
Okay, so this information is going to be sent over to your bank and credit card company, sir. Are you wanting to proceed with the fraud claim, sir?
If I get my money back today.
Okay. Okay, I just need a yes or a no, sir, so we can move forward, please.
All right, how long will it take to get my money back?
Okay, I can't answer that question yet, sir, until I can get the answer to do you want to proceed with the fraud claim? I'm not sure if you're understanding me or not.
No, I'm going to go ahead and call my bank, all right?
Your bank is going to send you right back to us, sir. And your bank does have to contact our company first. And being that the information that you verified over this recorded line was correct and went with the information that's already on this account, your bank is going to consider that as a valid charge. So they're going to send you right back to us. For those
no,
charges.
My bank told me that this was fraud. They contacted, I mean, they put a hold on my card. Then I called them, and I said, why you put a hold on my card? Because there's fraud. And they told me what it was, which is what I'm calling you about right now. So I'm going to call my bank back and see what's going on, okay? Because they said it's fraud. This is fraud of you taking money out of my bank. That's what they told me. They put a hold on my card because of this.
Okay, so if you're not going to proceed with the fraud claim, then you're saying that you did place this order and that you understood the terms and conditions. You just didn't know you were going to be
dealt. No, I did not place the order.
What you're saying, sir, if you're saying you don't want to proceed with the fraud claim and you're just going to go to your bank.
Yes, because this sounds fishy to me. And so that's what I'm going to
do. Okay, I'm not sure what's fishy about it, sir. If I'm trying to help you get your money back, but you're...
My bank
I don't understand what you're... Yes, you don't have to repeat that, sir. Okay. I understand exactly what you're saying, but I'm not sure if you're understanding what I'm trying to explain to you. This information goes to your bank. Do you understand? It goes to your credit card company as well. If you're stating over this recorded line that you don't want to proceed with the fraud call, with the fraud claim, you're stating that you did place this order, sir. That's basically what you're saying.
Ma'am, I did not place the order.
Okay,
why
so
did
then
my bank put my,
you would want to proceed with the fraud claim.
Why did my bank put the card on hold and then I call them and they tell me this is fraud? You see
that's
what I'm
with
saying?
Any
you,
company, what? Sir. I mean, I'm the supervisor in the fraud department, sir. I've been doing this for over 15 years now, and that's what a bank does when they think it's a suspicious charge, sir. I have a bank account myself, sir. That's with any customer.
Okay.
That's why I'm trying to explain what's going to happen if you just get off the line with us and just go back to your bank. They're going to send you back to us because they have to contact us their cell and they have to go through the same spill.
That's not what my bank told me. They said they gave me your number.
Yes, I understand what your bank told you, sir. I understand the whole process, sir.
No, I haven't told you this part yet. They told me to call you, and if you don't refund me for these charges, then they told me to call them back, and then they'll go ahead and file.
Okay, but that goes back to my question, sir. How can I refund you for anything if you're not wanting to proceed with a fraud claim?
No,
so you're basically saying you placed the order, sir.
No, I didn't.
Okay. So, are you wanting to proceed with the fraud claim so we can get this information sent over to your bank and credit card company?
No, I'm going to call my bank, okay? They told me if you didn't refund me.
Okay. Well, sir, that's what I'm trying to do, sir, but... Okay, so if you don't want to proceed with the fraud claim, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I can issue a 35% courtesy refund of the charge, and it'll go back on your card within 3 to 5 business days.
Are you only going to give me back 35%?
Well, yes, sir, because you're not wanting to proceed with the fraud claim, so I can issue you a full refund. So I can issue you a courtesy refund.
No, I'm going to take the advice from my bank.
Okay, that's up to you, sir, if you want to place your account in charge, Matt.
I want a full refund like my bank said I should get, and if I don't get it, then they told me to call the bank back, because they still have my card on hold, by the way.
Yes, sir, I know you don't have to keep repeating yourself, sir. I understand, clearly understand.
Okay.
All right. But if you're not wanting to proceed with the fraud claim, then I can't issue you a full refund. I have to issue you a courtesy refund. If you're wanting to proceed with the fraud claim, then we can issue you a full refund of the charge. Do you understand?
And I'll get it within 3 days, right?
3 to 5 business days.
So I am going, well, you told me that, okay.
So are you wanting to proceed with the fraud claim or not, sir?
Am I going to get a full refund?
I just explained that, sir. Can you hear me okay? Can you understand me?
Nah, you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. If you're wanting to proceed with the fraud claim, I can issue you a full refund of the most recent charge. If you're not wanting to proceed with the fraud claim, I can issue a courtesy refund of 35%. Do you understand?
No, you said that it would be the recent charge. No, I
yes, the most recent charge.
No, all three charges. Not the recent one. Recent one would have been November 28th. I want a refund on all three charges.